Chapter 6, Live in the Spirit. Beloved in Christ, it is important for us Christians to worship God in holiness, to be strong in the Lord, to hold strongly onto the truth and word of God, to work for treasures in heaven and not for those on earth. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, "Be holy, because I am holy." 1 Peter 1:15-16. We read in Jude 20, "But you, dear friends, build yourselves up in your most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit. We must always consciously avoid all appearances of evil, so as to enjoy an unbroken communication with God, so that God can bless our lives in the name of Jesus." 1 Corinthians 7:1 teaches us, "Since we have these promises, let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence for God." We must continue to remain in Jesus, in the truth, so that Jesus, the truth, can continue to remain in us. We must remain under the authority of Jesus. As children of obedience, we are encouraged by the words of Acts 5:32. We are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit whom God has given to those who obey him. Romans 8:5-8 tells us, "Those who live according to the sinful nature have their minds set on what that nature desires, but those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. The mind of sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. The sinful mind is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those controlled by the sinful nature cannot please God." Sin cannot reside in a holy vessel of Christ. Conversely, the Holy Spirit will not reside in a sinful temple of God. We read in Romans 8:13-17. "For if you live according to the sinful nature, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. Because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the Spirit of sonship. And by him we cry, 'You Abba, Father.' The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings in order that we may also share in his glory." We need the Holy Spirit to reside in us and must always consciously avoid sin, pray and fast regularly. Romans 8:26-27 teaches us that in the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness, we do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will. Galatians 5:16-17 states, "So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature." Galatians 5:19-26 further states, "The acts of the sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, excessive sensual indulgence, moral corruption, etc. Idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissension, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other." Galatians 6:7-10 counsels us, Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. The one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. By allowing sin into our lives, we grieve the Holy Spirit and we are removed from the presence of holiness. As Ephesians 4:30 warns, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit. 1 John 1:5 further explains, God is light. In Him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with Him yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. Beloved, let us live for God. Let us do away with sin in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit so that we may forever please God. Let us remain steadfast in our reverence and fear of God. Let us be fortified with the grace and the power of God as we continue to win more souls for the kingdom of God. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. 2 Corinthians 13-14. Peace to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.